Guys and girls, we are on now, and I want to say sorry about the tech issue there. I want to let you know that I've got with me Nigel Dalton, who is the chief inventor from REA. Nigel, how are you going?
Very good, very good. I'm pleased to see that the superstars of the industry occasionally suffer a technical problem as well as I do as the sort of tradesman IT guy for the industry.
Well, that's why we actually call the session Tech Tuesday, because that's when we need the most tech support, you know. Nigel, firstly, I want to ask you, as we speak, you're in Melbourne, correct?
I am. I'm doing what you do, is rushing between different events and just loving, in this modern world, being able to sit outside a customer training event, pop on my phone, get online with you and talk to the world.
So, Nigel, firstly, the thing that I like about you when I've heard you speak is that you take tech speak and make it agent speak, which mustn't be an easy thing to do, right? To be able to get something that is, you know, in some respects, process driven and turn it into people driven.
Look, it's really been my luck in life to have been a social scientist by original training, a sociologist and an economist, and with a love of technology rather than an engineer with an interest in people. That's enabled me to bridge that gap between the two. But it's really, really important that people are not frightened of technology, that, you know, as you've just done, soldier on through the technical problems, keep moving, have good friends, and there is no doubt technology is the oil of our new economy.
Okay. Now, Nigel, couple of questions to start it off. If you're a real estate, the people that are watching this, and most of the people here are going to be watching this on demand, and that's the world that, you know, the world that we live in too now, Nigel, people don't sit down and watch Neighbours on television with commercial breaks anymore, do they? It's consumers are different the way they consume things, don't they?
Tom, you put your finger on a real interesting issue for our industry, time shifting. So you know I say time, trust and transparency are the three currencies we need to make technology work for. Yeah. And time shifting is key because we don't watch live Neighbours. We don't really sit down to watch a program on TV. We watch it at our convenience and on all sorts of devices. I think for our industry, we need to think about simple things like open for inspections and you know, people coming around to look at a property for sale, done, recorded just like this and able to be accessed at any time by buyers. That the technology is now here. We all need our own studios and we need to become great communicators and broadcasters. The day of the OFI being at 3 o'clock for 15 minutes, I think is not long with us. People are going to have to create content around that, interactive, maybe 3D, maybe virtual reality headsets, but time shifting, whether it's watching you or doing an OFI, vital new skill.
Okay. So there's agents in Australia and New Zealand that are going to be watching this, and they're watching from a mindset of, hey, I need to get more business. Where's my next listing going to come from? I want to start off and ask you, Nigel, what are some of the things that you can share with us that are going to help that unmet need with a technology context around it?
I think some of the basics, Tom, still need to be got in place, that what you've been telling them for years about caring for your data, the names, addresses and phone numbers of people who've bought houses from you, who've houses you've sold, having that list and keeping it active. There's two elements, that being important. Number one is keeping it up to date, which is hard to do because people shift. And number two is protecting its privacy right now, because those are the most precious phone numbers you could possibly have. Going back around those people, we were talking before about thinking slow. I think the industry has been on a very short cycle, fast think. Now it's about investment. Two or three conversations over the next 3 years, investing in them becoming a customer again for you. Privacy is top of mind today, though. There's quite a big scandal in the industry over Property Exchange Australia. A young couple here in Melbourne, through the process of buying a new house, the conveyancer involved was using the PEXA platform was their email.
What's PEXA platform, Nigel?
So this is very high tech way of doing a title transfer and a mortgage settlement online. Property Exchange Australia is owned by the big four banks and Macquarie and a few other characters. They are aiming to completely digitize the whole process from the moment the hammer goes down at an auction and the contract is signed through the keys being handed over, which involves all the paper titles and all the paperwork going away, operational efficiency, it all going online. They've had a pretty major setback in their one of the emails that the conveyance are being hacked, and this young couple's lost their $250,000 deposit that was in a holding account on the way through. Just a strong, strong reminder that having secure systems, having just the best usernames and passwords, that's my number one piece of advice. If it's quiet in the office this week, it's housekeeping time, technology housekeeping. Get your usernames and passwords sorted, because everyone's very nervous here in Melbourne about the online, pure online transactions, transfers of money, titles, all those things.
Okay, it's funny you say that, because just behind me sitting about 10 metres is a colleague of mine who told me that he had $14,000 taken out of his credit cards and accounts 2 weeks ago. And he's now, the bank has confirmed that it was fraud, and now he's got to the stage where he's got one of those counters, and when he logs in, he's given a new digit each time, Nigel, to give him that extra layer of security.
It appears to be that is what was needed, and we're all busy people and we're all in a rush. We're going to have to just slow down a little bit and get used to that on many, many of our services that we use, particularly if they involve money, access to trust accounts, agency CRMs, those kind of things. We're always in a hurry. We keep the greatest sin in this industry is that people use the same username and password for email, their laptop computer, the CRM at work, and maybe the trust accounting system. It has to stop so the fraud can't get our customers.
Okay. Nigel, want to ask you, Google Duplex, is that a good thing for real estate? And maybe you preempt and tell people, what is Google Duplex?
So this is the Google Assistant technology that was announced at the enormous Google I.O. conference in California about 3 weeks ago. As technologists, our minds are still exploding over what we saw there, Tom. The CEO of Google demonstrated.
Were you there? No,
we had some people there. We sent the young ones. I fly as little as I can, Tom. I'm getting old. And he demonstrated the Google Assistant ringing to book a haircut. And I swear, it's very difficult to tell who is the lady at the salon and who is Google Assistant. The voices are perfect. The intonation, they're adding in the little extra bits like the ums and the ahs. The second demonstration was Google Assistant being ordered by its owner to ring a Chinese restaurant and book dinner for four. And somehow between the accent, heavily accented user and Google Assistant, they managed to work out that it wasn't for 4 o'clock, it was for four people. This level of artificial intelligence will weaponize a lot of the industry, and I'm deeply concerned that people are going to perhaps wrongly follow. I know a young fellow who runs a very successful training business, getting people up early and getting them making calls in the morning. I think some real judgment needs to be made here on not getting an artificial intelligent assistant to make your calls for you. I think the human touch is now going to become so precious, because what will happen, Tom, is real estate agents will get a Google Assistant, a Duplex intelligent assistant. They'll make 30 phone calls by lunchtime and have the assistant say, well, these five people were interested. And unfortunately, 25 of those people will never want to talk to you again, because they knew exactly that you had a computer call them. Think of the reaction people have to telemarketers, international telemarketers. People could ruin their brand by overusing intelligent assistance this way.
Okay. Let me ask you about tech for efficiency in operations, and talk about how you can actually make your office getting more stuff done in a smarter, faster way. I know that yesterday I signed a document with Macquarie Bank which seemed really easy to sign than previous years, where I'd have the relationship manager come and see me, and all he said is just okay the DocuSign document, and we're good to go. I can see, and I already know there's a few real estate offices, and a good client of realestate.com's, Harris in Adelaide, have told me that it's been a bit of a game changer for them. And this is by no means am I supporting any product or service by mentioning it. It's all that I know is that I signed a document called DocuSign yesterday, and it seemed to be a very efficient way of getting contracts done.
Yeah, you're putting your finger on it, Tom. It's about time. I've got amazing engineers work for me. They can't make time. They can't make time for you as the customer in that case. They can't make time for vendors, buyers, any people. And time's the most precious commodity we have. Respecting it is really key to success in the business. So anything like that, you know, those kind of technologies from Adobe and co, you know, we're late adopters. They've been around for 10 years in banking and thoroughly accepted. We feel a bit awkward about just hitting OK as a digital signature, but it is just as efficient, and as long as the systems are trustworthy, that's great. I'm excited about artificial intelligence becoming an operational tool for real estate agency owners. I think the best example I saw was meeting a couple of the folk from AIRE, or AIRE as it's called. They've got, it's for property management in particular, and they're just applying the most basic bits of machine learning to making the property rental process more efficient. The application process, the figuring out who's a good lead, who's not a good lead, what stage in the process, who's been forgotten. Their aim is quite simple, to make property managers way more productive in their job by applying the most simple efficiency improvements, which is really a form of artificial intelligence, because it's prompting a property manager to do something based on the rules.
So that was ALRE, is it?
No, AIRE, AIR, I think.
Okay, are they Australian?
Australian company, very bright young fellow who's done it. Got an assistant which they've prototyped and been trialing with a couple of agencies I'm aware of. And those agencies are claiming big numbers in terms of efficiencies, which in property management is quite simple, Tom. It's how many properties can one person manage and maintain customer satisfaction.
Okay. Nigel, we live in a world where the customer's review is more powerful than the company's media brochure, right? So I know, like myself, heading off to Hawaii, I spend very little time at looking at the Hilton Hawaiian Village website, and I spend a lot of time looking at the last 20 people that went to the Hilton Hawaiian, and I will look at what they've got to say on various platforms. We live in a world of reviews, don't we?
Very much so. And one of the unfortunate things about this is this costs you money to do well. There's no cheating on this. And every single large tech player in the ecosystem in our world, whether that's Google, Amazon, Facebook, Airbnb, eBay, WeChat, they all have a separate review platform. And finding a this is the trust element of time, trust, and transparency. Finding a way of measuring that and publicizing that is all of the effort is going into that. So my favorite example is just getting people to use their Siri on their phone, on their iPhone, and ask Siri who the best real estate agent in their neighborhood is. Now, the most bizarre thing comes out, Tom. The bizarre truth of that is, of course, Apple don't talk to Google very comfortably. They don't talk to Facebook. So they've got a third party in to do their reviews, which is Yelp, which if you're looking for a restaurant at Waikiki when you go there, that's where you might look. Very unlikely place for you to look for a review of a real estate agency. That's the backbone of their review system in Australia. And I've been combing through reviews on Yelp that are feeding Siri, and there's some shockers. It's not in good shape at all. So be aware that in America, 25% of Google searches are done by people just talking to their phone or their Google Home now, you know, the device you've got on the kitchen bench.
Yeah,
25%.
Yeah.
So if your reviews are poor on Yelp, and most of them are either one star or no stars, there's very rapid work required. If it's a quiet time in the office, get on there and go and see what you can do about that, as well as, of course, realestate.com.au, because Google loves us and, yeah, and trolls through every single word, video, and otherwise written about you on our site. Reviews directly on Google, reviews, and soon, you know what's crazy? You'll have to have reviews on Amazon.com.au as well. Because in America, that's where people go searching for products and services today. Over half the searches for products and services in America are done on Amazon.com. They've got their own Alexa digital voice assistant as well, and people are talking to it and asking that same question. Who's the best real estate agent in Double Bay? Who's the best real estate agent in Richmond?
Okay, so Nigel, okay, you've added a fair few things here that I think are worth me highlighting. The first thing is, I want you to help me understand the digital ecosystem, because I think it was very valuable that we clarify to all the viewers slash listeners who owns what. Google, yep, owns YouTube, correct?
They do, yes. That's and I think you've got to see here, I predict this biggest race back to what we would have called television, but as you pointed out earlier, is time-shifted television. So Google and YouTube growing massively at the moment. Really, okay, interesting to see.
Facebook owns Insta?
Facebook owns Instagram. Facebook owns WhatsApp and Messenger.
Right.
And so Facebook Watch was their attempt at television. This is really interesting. So they had a crack. It was very widely publicized, probably spent a lot of money on it, and it hasn't had the uptake they'd imagined. So I don't know if you've looked at Instagram lately. There's a new button on the top right-hand corner of the screen, and yeah, it's IGTV. It's Instagram TV. So that of the Facebook family is where I'd be putting my communication investment. And it's weird because the phone goes the other way up. You have to have it. They're, yeah, going to own video in the portrait mode.
Okay. This is, guys and girls, I hope you're listening here. You've got the inventor at REA basically telling you the eyeballs are going to be shifting to a portrait format of video on Instagram, which I think, Nigel, you're allowed 15-second videos up to 10 minutes off the top of my head, I saw.
Yes, long-form video now, so it is. That's the huge advantage that they're getting. I've actually seen my first couple of auctions online from agencies I'm following, Tom, and right, I love it. I'd pay good money to subscribe to you, the last 60 seconds of you closing an auction out. I'd get my Patreon account out and pay money for that.
Okay, guys and girls, I'm letting you know, I'm putting my mouth into action on Saturday on Instagram TV. I will be, Nigel, just for you, I'm going to be streaming an auction, and I'm going to make sure it's a seller, right? And I'm going to be using Instagram TV to test it. Because you know the other thing that I've noticed, Nigel, a lot of the times you sort of hack your way to effectiveness, because there's no perfect blueprint where you wake up and they say, this is the thing that's going to work over every other platform in any other way. A lot of the times I just do things and I notice I'll get more engagement. Like I just know now that a Facebook post is not going to give me anywhere as much engagement as what a live stream video on Facebook was. They seem to have changed the algorithm to basically say, Tommy, give us a lot of money or we're not going to give you your Facebook post, get a lot of eyeballs.
No, Facebook are clearly in the money-making business. The dilemma with Facebook Live is, you know, it's lost in some ways in amongst the entire Facebook milieu. People feel much more personally linked to their Instagram. It's really fascinating what they've done there, and I look forward to that auction. That'd be very exciting for me.
Okay. Now,
do you know about the world of Patreon? So Patreon is a technology from the gamer world that enables people to pay what they like to subscribe to a channel like this. It became immense in the world of podcasting and now is in the world of Twitch. So Twitch, you know, we've talked about Google having YouTube, we've talked about Facebook having Instagram and Instagram TV. Well, don't forget that Amazon own a thing called Twitch. And Twitch is one of the fastest growing TV channels in the world. It's effectively interactive television where, at the moment, it's mostly gamers. It's software gamers and they are... I went to low power mode for a moment there. And what do you reckon the these guys are getting paid. So what it is I'm playing a game. You're paying money to watch me. You're voluntarily doing that. You're commenting with all the other users. So the apparel in our world is one of our agents will do a tour of the house, talk about it, show us around the house, and we have half the page to write our comments in. Oh, I don't like that refrigerator. I don't like what they've done with the carpet there. This guy doesn't, and asking questions of the guy. In the world of gaming, how much a month does the top broadcaster make on Twitch, Tom?
I have no idea. Fire. Shoot.
$3 million a month.
Wow.
Insane money. Insane money. But it's the scale of markets that are involved. You get tens of thousands, like 40,000 followers for a top-level Twitch gamer just broadcasting, playing a game is not unheard of. And it blows my mind. And, of course, it blows the minds at Amazon as well, because they have patched into a very popular TV channel to match to Amazon Prime. So now you've got the big shows on Prime and you've got the live broadcasters like you on Twitch. So, oh my goodness, we're going to have so many cameras on this in a year's time.
I'm excited. Yeah, I can see, Nigel, I can see tripods, iPad there, iPhone there, you know, light screens going there. But you've got me, Nigel, you've got me worried because you said to me your power button's on your phone. Is that a 20% warning?
20% warning. We're okay. Good.
So I just want to ask you, the other thing is, you still feel, and I've had this conversation with you before, you feel that one of the great things about real estate is you might have these juggernauts coming, you might have these tech giants coming at big scale and they're global, but there is a weakness in this that real estate agents have got as a strength. What's that?
Yeah, so you're quoting Sun Tzu, The Art of War there, which is in the strength of your enemy, there is a weakness. And it's a good strategy is finding that weakness. Their strength is scale. Their weakness is they are appalling at local. So if they get something wrong, it's always been the case. You try ringing Google, you know, and I had one of my staff disagree with me recently. He's going, no, I rang Google the other day because he bought a phone, you know, a new Pixel phone off the internet, came from Hong Kong. It didn't work. No, I got amazing service. I'm going, really? What was the phone number? Oh, I had to ring someone in America.
Right.
And get through five different lines. And he's a nerd. He's willing to wait all that time. They have no service locally. And so we know real estate happens in neighborhoods. It's global, absolute truth. We work in Hong Kong. We've got a big site in Hong Kong. But real estate isn't necessarily all on the internet. In Hong Kong, it's hilarious. Real estate is on the lamppost, on the street crossings.
Yeah.
And the premier position is on the lamppost, and the standard position is just around the safety railing on the corner of the street.
Yeah.
And why I asked why that was when I was there last year, and they said it's because this is where the real estate transactions happen. They take the little piece of A5 paper off the lamppost, down to the agency and get it done. It's a universal truth. There is a strong correlation between, we know agencies have always had a neighborhood basis and their strength. That's because it's a human truth. And I wish I could divide realestate.com.au into 3,000 mini portals, each one brilliantly partnering with the local agents and doing it there. But that's a technology that's a bit too far away for me to manage to do at this point.
Okay, so Nigel, I mean, one of the exciting things that I think you're sort of saying is that pretty much people want high touch, high tech. If you can get that great combination going, you know, high touch where they've got a connection with you, high tech being the ability to do things, you know, in an efficient way. If you can sort of nail that in real estate, it's an unstoppable sort of proposition, isn't it?
It is. That last mile of delivery is very, very hard to create. And because buying a house, it's quite often a compromise. I don't know anyone who's bought the perfect house for them. And in a compromise, when you're spending several hundred thousand dollars, it's very confusing for a consumer to figure that out. Now, the interesting thing about chess is there's a ranking system that's international and global, and you get a certain number of points based on who you've beaten. It's a bit like tennis rankings. Anyway, over time, people have been slowly outranked by computers. They are really good. They're learning computers. They not just don't know all the moves. A new phenomenon, Tom, is a thing called the centaur.
Right. Now,
a centaur is a mythical creature from Greek mythology of half man, half horse. It's a combination. And so what's happened is the best chess player, the highest ranking chess player in history today, is a human combined with a chess computer that gives them advice. And this combination of technology and humanity is the most high performing thing for a complex game like chess. And I go, that's real estate. The combination of great data and good insights and information and the human mind, which is able to do negotiation and I can't write algorithms for what an agent does.
Well, Tom, I've got to tell you, Nigel, you have just summed up why 10 years ago when I used to go and have a few beers and a meal at my local pub on trivia quiz night, I was able to win quite often the prize because between myself, my group of friends, and a mobile phone next to me, we were able to actually win at least 50% of the times, Nigel.
Oh, that's brilliant, Tom. That's exactly the case study I'm going to use. Now, here's the funny thing, though. I bet you that probably cost more than the beer did, because 10 years ago, if you went looking for who were the 1994 Premier winners, Premiership, it cost you $1.20 on your data plan.
Correct. Not now.
Not now. You've probably got like 20 gigabytes on your data plan now.
100. I've got 100, Nigel. I've got 100. We're actually hotspotting. We're hotspotting off my mobile now. We're going to come towards this end of this. Nigel, before we finish off, by the way, I want to thank you for your time and insight. And for those of you that are watching the whole video, thank you for your attention. We're also going to, Nigel, are you okay if I cut little bits of this and put it all over social media in little bits?
Always, Tom. Always. Love it.
Now, what I was going to ask you is Google prices. I mean, look, over the years, REA's had, their issues with pricing. But in recent times, I've got to say they've, moved into a more collaborative, working with the industry. But I want to talk about this thing. 3,000% increase for some customers, Nigel. What's that about? This sort of just happened recently. What's that all
about? Yes. No, it's interesting. This is life in this digital ecosystem. We have to remember, Tom, we're very small players on this. We're talking about $1 trillion companies in terms of market cap. Google is on their way. Amazon is on their way to probably get their first. Apple's pretty close. These are very, very big companies. Their capacity to actually care about the little person's not great. So a lot in the media recently, Google for their Maps product. Now, most of the real estate agencies I know in Australia have Maps on their own sites and might be paying $1,000 a month as a small user of those maps, and people love a map. We obviously, at the high end of town, we pay a lot of money for Google Maps on our sites because we want them to look right and everything to be located. So some terrible case studies of what happens when you're married or you're in bed with a giant like Google. And in Wellington, my hometown in New Zealand, shout out to them, the local transport Metlink went from $1,000 a month. They got a phone call and asked for their credit card and put the credit card in or your maps go away. The bill went from $1,000 a month to $29,000 a month.
What was this for Google Maps?
Yes, just for the access to the maps. So a lot of people sneak under the radar on that, and they're coming after the small to medium enterprises just to get everyone square on it. So, I mean, 3,000% price rise. I don't think I could probably show up and knock on someone's door and manage that.
So you got to. I think the learning there is you've got relationships and suppliers and partnerships with your various organisations. Be always on the hunt to have a look at what's going on there.
You've got to be super careful where your partnerships are, Tom. I quit Facebook 4 years ago. I was having a massive moment. A friend of mine with a small business, he's a vintage guitar trader in South Melbourne. And, import-export is an absolute specialist at what he does. Got 6,000 followers on Facebook and then got the email going, well, actually, we'll give you 3% organic reach. The rest you can pay for. And he put his heart and soul and time and business into getting those followers. He couldn't walk away from that. That's now 2% organic reach, and he pays for the rest. Yeah. I felt At the time, that was not good business practices from somebody I wanted to deal with. I had the luxury. I didn't have a business running on Facebook at the time. So those little surprises can be foisted upon people when they've... And when you're dealing with a lot of these big American startups, Tom, they're not profitable. And yeah. So there's going to be a moment, or if they are, they're massively and they've got so much power over us. So there's going to be a stage where they go, you know what, we've got them hooked, reel them in and give them a price rise.
Yeah, but I think, Nigel, you know, what comes out of it, and look, you know, I'm affected by it as well because a lot of my, you know, businesses, I've got various marketing arms that go out and Facebook is a very important part of my, you know, real estate. You there, Nigel?
Yes.
Yeah. So Facebook for me has been important as well. And I've noticed that the reach has dropped down, but it's not surprising. I think people need to know, Nigel, that, you know, even though they might sound like they're a Silicon Valley, you know, tech company, at the end of the day, Facebook and Google are media companies in many ways, aren't they?
They are. And look, trust is everything in this world. I think that's something you've always taught me. And I think it's the currency of real estate. There are some massive cases coming out now, not necessarily in real estate. Health Engine here in Melbourne, very sad story of it's how you book a doctor. Here in Melbourne, is you put your details in and your complaint, and you can get matched up to a doctor. Seemed very convenient. They've just been discovered to be selling that information to lawyers looking for new customers around work care claims. So that's a completely unethical use of data. And I think we're going to see more and more of these things. Property Exchange Australia, Health Engine. Choose your partners carefully, read the fine print carefully, and trust will win out at the end of the day.
All right. Nigel, outstanding. Thank you. Sorry for the slow start today. We got it sorted in the end. I want to thank you so much. I think that you're a big supporter of people being self-educators in the technology space. You know, Inman Conference, you rate it?
I do, absolutely. Look, if there's one, in this, if times are a bit quiet, as I know in some of the markets, listings are getting a bit harder to get hold of. What a great time to invest. Get onto your gym, get to Inman, start reading books and listening to people. Get connected to the right people on the web. It's easy to cheat, Tom. You just go and see who Tom Panos follows and follow them.
Absolutely. And go on and Nigel Dalton. What's better, Twitter or Insta for you? What's your preferred?
I do. Insta's a little more personal and artistic, and Twitter's my professional technology identity.
Okay. Nigel Dalton from REA, part of the Advantage series on Tech Tuesday. I want to thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you again. We'll probably see you speaking at a conference around Australia.
Very much looking forward to seeing you again, Tom. See you soon.
Thank you, Nigel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.